It's Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Thanksgiving, 250 years into the American Republic, and the deep state's making their move.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, just a few days ago, before two National Guard were shot and killed in D.C., Senator Alyssa Slotkin, the CIA operative, the Brennan protege, came out and said the National Guard are going to randomly start shooting citizens. That's the Podesta plan. That's the plot of Civil War, produced 2 years ago, released last year. $350 million budget about a race war in America. Oh, the new Trump administration is going to kill illegals and kill black people. And now to clear blue sky, she says, oh, yeah, they're going to start randomly shooting people. But it wasn't black people or Hispanics that were randomly shot. It was two National Guard in D.C. And you see how they're trying to spin that now. Alyssa Slotkin, CIA, one of the Sedition Six, suggested a few days ago that the National Guard will start randomly shooting at Americans. She knew this was a lie, yet said anyway. Now two National Guardsmen were shot. She knew what she was doing. You're damn right they did. They got something big planned. Here's the clip.
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Yeah, I don't follow the legal order. So Biden says, when I win the election, when I steal it in 2020, immediately surge the border. 20 million illegals, millions of kids, many in sex slavery, slave labor. And they bring this all in, and the crime wave explodes, and all the rest of it. The Democrats admit it's to get new congressional seats under the census. They admit they're busing illegals around to vote everywhere from Pennsylvania to Illinois to Texas. They get caught, they get indicted. And she says, oh, it's very stressful for law enforcement when the left calls them terrorists, when Soros owns 200-plus Hispanic radio stations pointing out where they're at. The Democrats have apps, governors, mayors in Illinois, California, L.A., Mayor Bass has an app, says we have rapid reaction force, go target them, throw bricks at them, shoot at them, all this. Shoot up their facilities, shoot up their vans. Can't shoot the ICE agents, they're not good enough shots, they just shoot the illegals in the vans. Remember that in North Texas, up by Dallas a few weeks ago. And then she says, oh, this horrible atmosphere, I'm worried the National Guard will shoot somebody and they'll have their George Floyd moment that Podesta talks about in the Podesta plan. That General Flynn was on yesterday, hours before this happened, warning of. But one of their wind-up toys went out and did this because they say the National Guard are Nazis, the ICE are Nazis, all of this. And they're hoping for the incendiary event, the shot heard around the world like Bunker Hill, where the British shot first, but this time they hope we shoot first. Well, I'm sad for the two National Guard that are dead, and God bless them here on Thanksgiving Day, but regardless, as usual, it's blown up in their face. It's not going the way they wanted it to go. Who knows if Kash Patel, you know, who got caught on record, we first broke it, months later it came out, confirmed, in the White House at Tulsi Gabbard, don't talk about any help, domestic or foreign, even though intel agencies found that. Six trannies said Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow at the university. They celebrated that day, said, see, we said he'd be dead. Oh, we're not going to investigate them. So who knows what'll come out of this? But at the end of the day, we know who turned up the temperature. We know. And there she is saying the National Guard's going to shoot people. Well, it's the National Guard that got shot. And what's crazy is I was in D.C. a few months ago. You saw the video. Mobbed by the National Guard, shaking my hand, long-term listeners. I hope one of the people I talked to wasn't the ones killed. This is so disgusting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Share the live feed now at Real Long Show's on X. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. It's Thursday, November 27th, 2025. I am your battle-scarred chronicler, Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
No, I'm not against folks that have tattoos. I've seen a lot of cool ones. But I don't need tattoos. I've got the spiritual and the physical and the financial scars. And I love all my scars because each one has a story. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Rogue elements of the CIA are openly trying to launch another color revolution. This time it's not a fake impeachment or saying Trump's a Russian agent or all that crap. It's he's Hitler and the National Guard, the ICE officials, any local police that help him. They're all Nazis. They're all horrible people. With a flood of illegal aliens, many of them with giant rap sheets taken out of the country. And then yesterday, as the governor first broke of West Virginia, that's where they were deployed from, these two National Guard heroes were murdered in cold blood. We have known CIA Brennan acolyte and Senator Alyssa Slotkin saying, oh, I hate the situation. I hate the situation. But the guards in there's so much stress and ICE, like in Chicago, where the illegals are ramming them with cars and shooting at them and throwing bricks at them. You mean that? All the Democrats say, fight, fight, fight. Governor Pritzker and all the rest of them, this is their plan. Turn the heat up and act like they don't know what's happening. And then when Trump responds, call him a dictator. It's not going to work. You guys don't have a Midas touch. Everything you touch does turn to gold. It turns to SH-T. And this is just the beginning because these are cornered rats. Their money's being cut off. Their money laundering's being exposed. They're in deep trouble, just as General Flynn on yesterday's show broke down. What an important interview. Be sure you go and watch it. But here she is just days ago, part of the Seditious Six under Brennan's command. No, the statements they made aren't illegal. But the plan to create the military mutiny ahead of a false flag against Trump, that is. And now we have all these high-level CIA that are on our side coming out and saying exactly what I've told you for years and intensely the last few months, that this is their plan and that it is an undermining of the country to take it down ahead of a coup. They're showing the war manuals on Newsmax and Fox, having former decorated CIA secretary chiefs come out and expose it all over. Which shows you a civil war within the intelligence agencies. You've never seen this in our history. Yet Colby, the head of the former head of the CIA, exposed it. They murdered him in a kayak accident. But that was minor compared to what's happening now. This is seismic. Trump said the animal that shot two National Guardsmen was both being critically wounded, now dead, and now in two separate hospitals is also severely wounded. But regardless, we'll pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. They're truly great people. I am the President of the United States and everyone associated with the office of the presidency and with you. And we are with you as well on this Thanksgiving. But what you understand is this is just the beginning because the Democrats and the globalists think they can sit back while they light this fuse and manipulate lone wolves to go out and do this stuff. No, we know who's done it. We know who's behind it. And the attempted assassinations of Trump in Florida and Pennsylvania and all the rest of it. It's you. And it's part of an overarching compendium of what you've done. You put us in this position. You brought us to this point. And that's where we are now in the year 2025. Pretty much the twilight of the year. Wow. Time has accelerated. So here's the CIA Brennan operative. Look it up. It's on record. He himself a communist and a Muslim. I'm not kidding. Look it up. You won't believe it. It's insane. I mean, John Brennan, avowed Muslim, avowed communist. This is what they're doing. But see, they thought they could beat us because the old America was asleep. They thought we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. Now you're trying to intimidate us while we're awake. It will have the opposite effect because I know the American people. I know black people. I know white people. I know Hispanics, Asians, everybody else. I can tell you the most non-assuming marketing clerk or maybe a little guy. I'm a pretty tough guy. I wouldn't do this, but you know, I've been around the block. If I walked up and just slapped some random person upside the head, they're going to attack back. So I don't know where you guys think you're operating in the clear here. You're not. So let's go ahead now and go to this clip of the John Brennan protege, now U.S. Senator, CIA operative. Look it up. She's proud of it. Trying to get sedition going, and she's worried the National Guard's going to start killing people a few days ago, and then now the National Guard's been killed because of their activity. Here it is.
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Now, let's look at this congressman. I played this clip yesterday. Ruben Gallego, G-A-L-L-E-G-O. He got the script. We'll play both clips. Well, who wrote the script? We know it's John Brennan and the Rogue Global CIA, but notice he says in this video, military that follows Trump's orders, which they're now saying are all illegal. First is, just don't follow illegal. No, he's illegal. And if you investigate us for this sedition, we're going to prosecute you when we get in. Well, we don't have to wait for prosecution. Two are dead right now. So Gallego thinks we're stupid. So here he is threatening the military, and he says, listen, do the safe thing. Don't follow Trump's orders. So they left it all vague before, but now it's like, no, don't follow the orders. Ahead of, as the good elements of the CIA said, a false flag event. And I'm not disagreeing with the good elements of the CIA that have now been exposing that on Fox and Newsmax or wherever else. I'm the one that already reverse engineered it. But they don't need to listen to me. They study this. They do this. They know. This is dyed in the wool, the plan they're following, A, B, C, D. It goes like 1 to 100. It just, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 45, 56, 72, 89, 93, 99, 100. It just goes. It's a blueprint. Humans act the same. History repeats. History rhymes. The same stuff happened in the Roman Republic and Empire. It happened in Greece. It happened in China. It happened in Russia. We know how it works when you study it. And I'm sorry, I'm a weirdo. I'm not into football. I mean, I was when I was younger. The average man knows all the factoids about football. Great, I'm putting you down. I know the factoids about reality. And so I know when they're setting something up, and now they admit they are. So there's no longer is Alex Jones always right. Just holy hell, it's not that I'm right. I'm looking at what it is. This is so dangerous. So here's this congressman who was read into this but wasn't part of the production because he was too busy. Well, who wrote your script? We know it was Brennan. It was a rogue elbow of the CIA. But you got to love the threat to the military. Listen, just stand down. That's the safe thing to do. Well, members of our military didn't sign up to be safe. They stood up to defend the Republic. They were where they wanted to be. I didn't sign up for what I've done against you guys to be safe. I did it to be in the game, a man in the arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about. Because it ain't the critic that counts. It's the man in the arena, bloodied, sweaty, who knows the great successes, or at least in defeats, knows he fought as hard as he could. To paraphrase, like I told him 100 times or 1,000 times, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Or more recently, when I predicted Trump would win last year in Pennsylvania, 3 months before the election, to a crowd of 30,000 people, with 50,000 couldn't get outside, I said, they've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. Because I can't, like, just bend over. You're raining punches down on me. You're pissing on me. Well, I'm going to reach up and pull your dick off. I mean, it's that simple. And these thugs like Brennan have had an asleep America forever, and they still think they're dealing with that. And I, because I don't want to destroy these people. They're like dog shit. Excuse my French, but you can have like piles of dog crap. Your neighbor's dog comes and craps. You just talk to her, hey, Bob or Bill or whatever their name is. You know, your giant, you know, Rottweiler's crap in my yard. You mind picking it up? Oh, sure. Okay, great. I'm not mad when there's dog crap. I don't go out and stomp on it and want a war with it. I just want it out of my yard. Get off my lawn. Okay? But it's not just that your dog is dumping in my yard. You want to cut my son's dick off. Seriously, you're a cult. So challenge given, challenge accepted. You want a war. You want to fight. Have you noticed as we woke up, you're losing on every front? Give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up. Because I don't want to hurt our own people running your asses over. I mean, you guys are so easy. Seriously, I just have to do this because it's metaphysical. It's God's rules. I know you're not going to give up. I understand that. You just have to be given notice. All right? I know you're a slave of Satan. I understand you're not going to give up. I just have to give you the warning before I do it. Okay? That's all. Listeners are like, why are you trying to get him to give up? Yeah. Some will that are just on the fence or weren't read in. And we're seeing that. That's good. I don't want this war. But the war is going to happen. The question is, do we beat him in a month or 10 years? And how many billions have to die versus almost none? Because let me tell you, I've looked at every possible scenario. That's why my brain works. I'm able to... I mean, let's just say it. I'm undiagnosed, but I was diagnosed with some of it. And it's all, I don't really go off the diagnosis, but I know it's true. I'm ultra-high operating Asperger's, but not in the normal mathematical or machine sense of these people, in political factoids and information. I can slurp up everything and then have a statistical analysis. I can sit there, look at a number, and tell you what the answer is, but I couldn't even do a mathematical equation with a calculator if I tried. That's the difference. And I know the bad guys know that now. They've done their AI models off what I cover. I'm just saying, you have lost. Anybody will tell you someone with Asperger's is neurotic about telling the truth. Because truth is a mathematical equation. Lies don't add up. In my brain, things have to add up. Everything I'm doing is about making things add up. So I'm going to give you the little newsflash. You lost. There's no way out for you. It's over. But you got this congressman with his little arrogant, I mean, guaranteed this guy couldn't fight one round in the Golden Gloves. This guy couldn't bench press 100 pounds like Mondavi. This guy literally is a soft nobody, but he knows how to threaten people. I mean, look, I'm pretty tough. But I know, I don't want to beat people's ass anyways, but I know not to just randomly go around and start fights, because I know there's a lot of bad mothers out there. As tough as you are, there's people a lot meaner, and depending on the day. And sometimes they don't look like they're tough. They are. You don't have respect for humanity. because you don't have respect for yourself, dirtbag. And you think threatening the military, oh, do what's safe, just go along with us. Do what's safe? Go along with you, who have the worst record in history of tyranny? That's a living death. Here's the clip.
Into Senator Kelly, what is your level of trust in the U.S. military justice system, if it were to get that far, to handle this?
I trust them actually a lot, and for a couple reasons. Number one, these are professionals. They are also swearing to the Constitution of the United States. They know that there will be fallout and consequences if they are used in a hard way to basically railroad someone like Senator Kelly, because Donald Trump's going to be gone a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have that protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States, and you'll be fine.
Did you consider, why were you not part of this video?
Yeah, actually, so I was part of the first video. The second video is, by the time the script got to me and it was in the middle of a lot was going on, I just didn't have time to actually record it. But I'm 100% in alignment with them altogether. This stuff happened. You know, it just happened not to end up being a recording. There's really no other, 3D chess to this.
The logistics of human life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. So what message would you send?
I love the little blue blood 25-year-old and then this guy. Like, they're pretending they're soldiers. Like, you're in a war. like you're up against people that are experts in everything, who don't use our power on people, we use it to defend. And you're in a war you can't win. And you don't even, I mean, look at these people. This is who wants to rule us? This is who thinks they're going to trigger a civil war? And you guys ain't going to be held accountable? You and your mommy and your daddy? Keep playing soldier. See how it works out for you. Brennan's acolyte. Look at this person. She thinks you're stupid. She thinks she can manipulate you. Pathetic. Absolute disgusting people. They're not even worth crushing. But they'll make us crush them. I mean, look at her. Look at Liz Cheney. Look at our enemies. It's our weakness that has allowed them. They're 1,000 times weaker than us, but we have allowed these lesser scumbags to play their games. And I swear on the altar of God, as Thomas Jefferson did 250 years ago, total resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of humanity. I'm so sick of cowards sitting back while real men kill each other for them. Let's come together. Let's defeat these people. We can do it. I mean, I look at these headlines. I mean, the stuff I got is just, I mean, while they take all our rights, poison our food, do all of this. Let's go to clip 19 just to show you what we're dealing with here. Hair discrimination. I'd never heard of this. But Pennsylvania passed a law yesterday that people are being mean to black women's hair. I guess I got discriminated against. Genetically, my hair fell out. And so they're saying, well, my employer said for my job, my hair looks dumb. I don't think the black women have an issue with their hair. Seriously, I never heard that. I mean, maybe giant mohawks and pink purple hair if you're like a bank manager. But the point is that this is what they've got, this fake right. Don't worry. And the governor laughs while he's saying it. Because while they take all your rights away and your vote away and all this fraud, don't worry. Nobody's going to talk bad about your wig. Well, don't worry. George Washington had a wig. That was the style, the French style. There's no, I mean, I remember I had a little rat tail in like eighth grade playing football. I was like copying Bosworth, where it was super popular for a little blonde rat tail. And the coach called me. He said, "You're on the football team. You don't cut that." I said, "Fine." He took scissors to cut it off. Did they have a Pennsylvania law about that? This is the level of cuckoo town. Where they take all your real rights, give you full rights. Don't worry, we'll lock you up during COVID. You can't go see a salon or a doctor, but Nancy Pelosi can go to a salon. And, you know, and Governor Newsom keep his restaurants open, nobody else can. This is an insane video of the governor laughing. He can barely control himself about the faux rights of we're protecting black women's hair. Here it is.
Today, when I sign the Crown Act into law, that will be... That will be the next step in making good on that promise of bringing about real freedom for all Pennsylvanians.
This public policy campaign is my brainchild. In a nationwide effort I have led since 2018, determining it was necessary to change the law to help redress the long-standing and problematic practice of racial discrimination in the form of hair discrimination, I subsequently developed the national legislative, social impact, and coalition building strategies for this movement, because for too long, a myopic notion of professionalism and Eurocentric standards of beauty have perpetuated racial inequity and exclusion. Too many black children have been suspended and missed what should be valuable instruction time because their hair, worn in ways that are aligned with their racial identity, have been deemed a violation of school rules.
I am a child growing up in the Virgin Islands with natural hair. Natural hair has been braids, twists, locks all my life. That's all I know. As you know, I still have locks. But wearing my natural hair has been all that I know. But as I opened my salon and spoke to different clients that wear braids, that's telling me, Lorraine, I have to take these braids out. I have a job interview. Or Lorraine, I have to cut my locks down because my job says it's too long. And the recent one was my client who says, Lorraine, they talking about me. I have to do something. I have to cut my locks
talking
because
about delusion.
Of my job.
They're giving you poison shots.
They saying it's unprofessional.
And these women think people are against their hair.
And I'm like, wow.
Look, we know that this is an issue that disproportionately affects black Pennsylvanians who wear their hair in protective styles like locks and natural braids or twists.
The hell is it?
And it can manifest itself in a number of different
Meanwhile,
ways.
Meanwhile, the Romans said the centurions have to cut their hair because somebody can grab it and slit your throat. The only place we got rules is the military. Good God, this is all they got is distractions. Unbelievable. Please support us. Share the live feeds right now. Huge interviews coming up with Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Bob Barnes, Kyle Serafin. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's. I'm counting on you. Share the feeds now, 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 now. You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyways. Huh? The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Iris sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AllShowStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now, if they're openly calling for us, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex, I want you to give us, because you put, I saw your show the other day where you're talking about, hey, there's all these issues, but we got to have the big picture. And, you know, it's about policies. And I thought it'd be great before the Thanksgiving holiday to take a couple of segments and have you walk through it. But I'd like you to follow up right here. You've done more about radical jihad and focus on this. You know, the inside, you know, the intel world. The executive order, it's a good start. In the first term, we couldn't get anything done. I mean, we were totally shut down. So this shows you President Trump's made it a priority. But it does have these kind of gaps. And the Qataris are laughing in our face. There's no doubt about that. You can see the tweet that Laura found for everybody. Just what are your thoughts about that before we kick off? Your thoughts about where we are geostrategically and with this movement, sir?
Well, I'm glad you brought up what Bloomer was saying, because I agree with 95% of what she said. It was just what she said up front that really isn't accurate. Just like Trump created a task force for a few months to investigate how he was going to implement tariffs, and then he had Liberation Day like he said he would 2 months later, he has to go to the agencies, develop the actual plan. Because there's hundreds of millions of Muslim Brotherhood people, and they are infesting everything, and they are super ultra dangerous, and because they are the main force in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., that come in, bring in their colonies of people. They know how to work the system. They're engaged in massive, unprecedented fraud. The Somali community, just as a snapshot, has the highest rate of any community of just fraud across the board. There's been a whole bunch of indictments just in the last week of them all over the country, manipulating, buying, trying to buy off jurors, you name it. It is just massive what they do at every level of ripping off local, state, and federal government. And that's because the Somalis literally are a slavery piracy culture for thousands of years. And, you know, so that's why slavery is still legal there. But when she said, oh, this executive order doesn't do anything, no, it then develops the plan on who to go after. And she was absolutely right. It needs to be extremely broad because all these major institutions she listed are run by it. And, of course, it's one of the main groups allied with the Democrats and other socialists and communists around the Western world. And once they get 6-8% in a town or city, then they get violent on purpose. It's in the Quran. It's what how Muhammad took over Medina in the first 2 years he was there. Come and act like a friend, bring in more people, expand, then get violent, kick people out, then take over the next city the same way. And so she's 100% right, raising the alarm that expansionist Islam is the cancer. It's just that, no, this is how Trump's done all of his rollouts. He, when he's launching something new, he has to get with all the agencies, get the reports, and come up with a plan to then implement it, just like he did with Border Patrol and ICE now accelerating that and doing an excellent job from it being shut down by Biden. So a lot of people criticized Trump when he first got in. Well, where's the deportations? They're at record low. Well, he had to turn on the facilities, do the recruiting, ramp it up, which he did. And so it's the same thing here. So we have to, again, put pressure on, help spotlight the problems like she did, but also be realistic that we were caught flat-footed in the last few decades, but now we're taking action.
So Alex Jones is taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. Alex, I want to get to the reason I want to have you on here, the bigger picture, but I got to ask you about Texas, because they're clearly, I've spent, about 4 or 5 days down in Texas, I think in October, and had this exact discussion with people about Abbott designated the Muslim Brotherhood of Care terrorist organizations and what we had to do to move him forward. But they're clearly targeting Texas, sir. They understand that Texas is the jewel in the crown of our union, right? Not just the history of it, the almost the origin myth of it, but the today technology, agriculture, energy, the people, this kind of entrepreneurial spirit, tough as boot leather. They have targeted Texas because they understand if they can take down Texas, they got us. Your thoughts?
My 8-year-old daughter wanted to go on one of those amphibious, trucks from World War II that then goes in the river this weekend. And it first does a tour of Austin, just an example. So I go down there with her at 11 a.m. downtown where you get on the tour. And there was nothing but Muslims and women in burqas on the ride. So I'm there and there's one other family, that are Americans, and all the rest of it is Muslims that don't speak English and women in burqas, and it's literally everywhere. And we are under absolute total invasion. It is in the Quran. It is a military political takeover system. There are two types of nations that are Muslim and nations that are about to be Muslim, and they teach in the Quran, anybody can go read it, how to deceive, how to act nice, how to come in and how to take over. And we've got thousands of videos of all these imams in Europe and here saying we're taking over. And when you get in a country up to 10%, that's the swing vote to be able to take it over. And they vote as one block. And you can say, well, some of them are nice. I'm sure some of them are nice. They're not real Muslims. They're not following the Quran to conquer the world. And so that's where we are. And it is literally insane what's going on. My wife went to the grocery store wanted something like at 10 o'clock at night last week. She'd forgotten something. And then in the morning she said, I'm really upset. A Muslim man in the Muslim guard comes up to her. She's getting in her vehicle and he yells at her and says, you shouldn't be out this late at night. You shouldn't be out. It's not safe. And he was yelling at her. And so that's what this is all is. It's them intimidating. It's them in our face. It's just all over the place. And I'm just glad I wasn't there. I'd have gone completely crazy. So to them, that's why 80% of the rapes in Europe are, and the UK are them. They see an unaccompanied woman, and there's my wife, beautiful, blonde hair, and the guy is, it was really in a very aggressive thing he did, and that's what they do. And they believe if somebody isn't a Muslim, they can go brainwash and kidnap your 8-year-old daughter and put her into sex slavery because you're a kafir. It is literally a satanic, aggressive cancer, and it's completely insane. that the globalist and the clergy plan and BlackRock have been financing it. And you think back 20 years ago, suddenly you go to the mall and there'd be the Nike shop and the all the other clothing stores, Banana Republic, and it was women in burkas in signs up everywhere preparing you for the invasion allied with the left. And that's exactly what all of this is. I know that Trump wanted to disarm Mamdani by acting nice to him to not give him power and elevate him. I think you could argue that's a smart move at one level. But at the end of the day, I just say we put it right out on the table. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of invasions. They conquered most of Spain. They got all the way up into Poland. Thank God for the Serbs battling them in literally hundreds of wars. And then so Hollywood makes movies about the Crusades and we're mean and we go and we attack them. And that is, Ridley Scott has made a great movie, but it's still just pure crap. No, we're under attack. We're under assault. The West is under attack. They're allied with the left. The Chi-Coms and the Japanese won't let, you know, any of them in. But we're supposed to, I mean, cities in the United States have more Muslims than in all of Asia that hasn't been conquered. Because the Asians look at how the Muslims conquered much of Asia. I mean, they were, within a few hundred years of Muhammad's death, they already had their pirates all the way launched out from the Arabian Sea, all the way into the Philippines, all the way into Malaysia, Indonesia, everywhere. For God's sakes, people, this is a religion of political war and enslavement.
Alex, you don't have a tougher group of people or more common sense or hard bitten. In fact, their cussedness, their grit, and their resilience is the reason Texas is so great. Why, when I'm down there, there's just a small group of people that are waking to this? Why are most Texans asleep on this issue, sir?
Texans, I mean, look, my grandparents were classic Texans and really were amazing people. And I thought growing up, this is like how everybody is. I learned, well, people actually, most people aren't like this. So the old-fashioned Texans definitely, you know, deserve the cliche of being a really tough, cool, amazing people. But so many modern Texans' grandparents might have been like that, their parents like that, but they've got their cowboy hats and their cowboy boots. But they're, you know, they're going out to the suburbs. They're watching the football game. They got other things to do. They just basically ignore all this and think Texas is invincible when it's almost gone purple and then blue because of election fraud. And you have these colonies of Muslims. I mean, you go to Dallas and you go to Houston. It is absolutely outrageous, and they are pissing on our face. They are marking their territory. They are taking over, and they've already taken over Minnesota. They've already taken over Michigan, and they're taking over New York. These people mean business. They've basically taken over Seattle, and we have lost our tribalism. They are ultra-tribal. We have no tribalism. We have no instincts anymore, basically, of self-defense, self-preservation, and territorialism. We have territorialism for a reason. We have locks on our doors for a reason. We have fences and walls for a reason. And we better rediscover that and know we're under attack and just repudiate the Muslims and cut off all the welfare funding. I mean, you look at Europe here, you name it. They are the masters of milking welfare. And almost none of the men work. They, you know, they might have a side business, side hustle, but they deal drugs, all of it, because we're the kafirs. We're the evil ones. We deserve to have our women kidnapped, put in sex slavery. We deserve to have drugs dealt to us. We deserve to be sucked off of. And we have to make it absolutely inhospitable to them and let them know, get the hell out. Europe's probably unsavable. The UK may be dead. They're literally invading Ireland. The government arrests you if you even criticize them in any way. Well, they rape and murder. We are under absolute, barbaric, premeditated, total war. And so there are a lot of great Texans still. But Florida, I have to say, has more of an awakening spirit and understanding what's happening than Texas. Now, Texas, again, has classic rhino Republicans that make deals with Democrats. The governor, you know, is going the right direction in many ways. But he's tried to pass laws like Florida that if you're anti-Semitic, you can be given 5 years in prison. I don't want to bash people, but it's the First Amendment. Look at Tampa. Look at the university, USF, where the Muslims are having big prayer things outside the parking lot. A couple preachers come and preach at them, eat bacon in front of them. The Muslims go on TV and cry that they saw bacon. They've now charged them with felony hate crime for eating bacon in front of these people. Well, how about your kid wearing a burqa in front of me and going to a restaurant and the woman has a mask on eating spaghetti up under it? How about knowing you want to take over? How about knowing your rates of fraud are off the charts? How about knowing 80% of the men that are Muslim in Europe don't have a job and will never get one? It's actually almost 90. How about we know you are blood-sucking parasites? You are prisoners of your death cult. And how about we wake up to it? That's what it takes. And I believe we can reignite the Texas spirit, and it's starting to happen because the Muslims are running into stores, threatening them not to sell alcohol, threatening them not to sell bacon. They're putting prayer rooms in the public schools everywhere. We wouldn't have a chapel for Christians or Catholics. This is outrageous. We have to declare our sovereignty. We have to admit we're under attack, and we have to wake up, and we have to take legal, lawful action. And so Trump is beginning that process. That's good, but we're the ones driving the train here. Politics is downstream from the grassroots, and you're 100% right to focus on Islam. And I'm seeing the greatest awakening in my 30 years on air, seismically. I mean, this awakening to Islam is massive, and it's because people see it. They see it for themselves.
I want to go back. You said something the other day about some policies that are happening, and I saw the headline. I said, gosh, I got to watch Alex on this. And it turns out it was the exact opposite. You were talking about supporting President Trump. Some of these policies were off, and the mainstream media took it the other way. Walk us through now, and we're going to have a few minutes on the other side. As we go to Thanksgiving, tomorrow around the table, because people are going to talk politics, particularly MAGA people, where do you think we are? And all these big things like Islam, the sealing of the border, our sovereignty here, not just what we're trying to give Ukraine or Israel or the Middle East, but the current state of the United States and what we need to do to focus on.
Look, Israel shouldn't be taboo. Israel's got, you know, different governments, different people, different groups. It's healthy for that to not be off limits. But when it becomes what we spend, you know, 80% of our time on, it's a distraction from communist China, the Islamic takeover, the globalist agenda, Trump getting us out of the Paris Accords and the carbon tax global regime. I mean, all of that is massively important. And I was saying on the air that if Trump, it was, you know, news reports of this, allowed the prosecution of people in his own Justice Department for going after the deep state, that would be a deal breaker for me. The media took that clip out of context and said that I was saying I was done with Trump. Again, just more editing, more deception, more BS. But we have to realize that this is an existential threat and that there are a lot of powerful forces that want to take control of this nation, and that what we need to do with Trump is stay on his administration, spotlight who is weak, expose who's not doing their job, and also lift up and support those that are doing their job. And I have to tell you that the White House has contacted me. They've had Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen, probably the best pollster in the world, you know, up there last week from my show to brief the president and others. I mean, they're really listening. When I told the White House what they needed to, you know, how they needed to respond to these Democrats trying to undermine the military and call for a coup, I literally saw them 2 days later put the talking point out that I wrote. So the good news is this is a responsive White House.
Alex, I got to tell you, I've gotten so much feedback just off of your brilliant rant about this Islamic situation. As people sit around the table, and it's not about convincing your uncle it's not part of MAGA, but get the folks at MAGA. Because a lot of people tell me they want to have an internal talk about exactly what's going on. But let's go back and focus on the Islamic part of it. What is your recommendation to our movement to assist President Trump in this administration? What should we focus on? And when you have an issue like this Islamic takeover, because that's what it is, how do we tell people this has to be faced, and how do we support the president and what he's trying to do to make sure we have to stop it? And we have to stop in Texas. If we do not stop this in Texas, we're going to lose the nation. We've already lost parts of Michigan. You've already lost parts of Minnesota. You've already lost parts of Tennessee. There's aspects around here, California. There's parts of Northern Virginia around the nation's capital. If we lose Texas, we lose everything, sir.
Absolutely. Well, people need to send the last segment we did and the segment before that with Laura Loomer out to everybody. And there's unending videos online of the Islamics bragging how we're weak and they're going to capture us. And people need to understand, are you going to stand with folks that are trying to save the country and stand for our sovereignty and our security and our freedoms and our future for our ancestors and for us currently and for our children and grandchildren? I mean, it really comes down to this, because Islam is taking over the West. It's been trying for 1,400 damn years. And so get educated, get informed, understand if you support the Democrats or you support labor or you support the left in Canada, anywhere, this is a global event. We need a global response, just like it wasn't one nation that went and fought the Muslims in the Crusades, and it didn't take 100 years, it took 300, 400 years. This is serious. And then the Muslims, you know, couldn't expand for the last 600 years or so, you know, after they got Constantinople. And so we have to, and now the imams brag everywhere. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of clips. Oh, well, you know, they beat us militarily, but now we go in and we take over, like Muhammad said, the way he took over Medina and then Mecca and other areas. We act like we're their friends, and then we get into political office, and then we get the control of the war chest, and then we fund ourselves, and then we take over. And that's why you have the practice of the Muslims stabbing women, stabbing children in every city right when they hit 6, 7%. Then the orders go out from the imams, and the lunatics go out and start stabbing and killing to drive you out of the neighborhood, then out of the town, then out of the city. Then they fully take control. They fly their flags. They play their call to prayer at 5 a.m. and at midnight, you know, five times a day, and they piss in your face and they mark their territory. So find
Alex,
your guts, find your
Alex,
instincts,
Alex,
and get past
Alex,
the political correctness.
This modern, since we, and I had Raymond Ibrahim on last night, his new book, Two Swords of Christ, about the military orders, the Templars and the Hospitallers in the Crusades. Is it because we've lost church militant that the Muslims think that Christians are cowards, sir?
Well, that's right. We have the word hospitals were invented by the French and the Templars because there were so many hundreds of thousands dead that they literally developed hospitals. So the word hospitals, we got actual hospitals from battling the Muslims. Okay, that's where we got the Red Cross. That's the Templars. Then they had their Red Crescent. They copied us and they got hospitals. So the word hospital literally comes from the Crusades. And so our entire civilization would not exist if reportedly millions of people died in the Crusades on our side alone. And it's because of those men that we even have the West today. Well, we are at that point again. We don't just need to push them out. We need to absolutely contain them. And look, Saudi Arabia, and I don't trust them at the end of the day, they have been saying for decades, don't have these radical Islamists in. It's not us. We want to make a deal. You know, they want to get modernized. We'll work with you, but you've got your area. We're not coming in and colonizing you. But Islam has to be contained. It has to be absolutely contained and treated like what it is, Pandora's box of doom.
Alex Jones, where do people go? I want people over this holiday weekend to talk about this because they've targeted Texas. They've targeted this country. We have to ask President Trump's back. He did the executive order. You're absolutely correct. It's a study to come in 30 days and another 45, then execute on it. But you would agree with Laura and myself that when it's executed, if you don't include Turkey and Qatar, we've kind of lost the plot, right? I mean, Qatar's the money and Turkey's the muscle. you would agree with that, sir?
Absolutely. I wasn't even saying she was wrong in general. She was dead on 95% of it. She was just mad that they can't instantly name who and exact and all. Well, that's what they're doing in the study, and that's how Trump's been doing it. So that's the philosophy. It's what they have to do, actually. They can't just snap their fingers. They're not God. And so once that's done, it needs to be as expansive as possible. And it's an expert like Laura, because she's battled them massively, you know, for a decade, that needs to put her input on and into the administration formulating the plan. So she's dead on about formulating the plan, but we have to formulate the plan. That was my overall point. But yeah, this should be discussed at Thanksgiving, which again is a Christian holiday, from the pilgrims surviving that bad winter where I think more than half of them died. And so it goes back to our Christian roots again of, are we going to stand up for who we are? Because even if you're a modern person and aren't a Christian, though your parents were, and you think you're all, you know, modern and cool, well, you don't have an ideology, really, do you? And so all these other ideologies that are truly barbaric and expansionist and truly totalitarian are coming into the vacuum. So just because you don't have any philosophy, well, they do. So you better get one, and you better appreciate, even if you don't believe in God, that people that did built this, the best thing ever built, and all of these other people want to conquer it because they can't build it and because they have existential envy and are threatened by it. That's the bottom line. Just one real quick thing, Steve, because it's so key. You got these six traitors. You've got the seditious six that are clearly part of this compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and Obama and Brennan. These are their acolytes doing this to get the military to think Trump's orders are illegal. The statements themselves in the little ad are not illegal. But the orders to do it, who produced it, and this larger Podesta plan to trigger a civil war and uprisings that the Democrats admit, that is seditious, and the plan and the intent of why they put it out is seditious. And so just interviewing them and saying, what was your intent, and focusing only on that video, that's why we have Senator Mark Kelly saying, I'm doubling down. All I did was say, don't follow illegal orders. Well, that's not actually what you did. So it's a psyop. And I was really happy to see even mainline Fox host and Newsmax host and everybody out saying, this is a stay-behind network with the repeal of the Smith-Month Act, with all the money that Biden and Obama put in these agencies before Trump got in. It's just a replay of what they did before to sabotage his administration ahead of, even Fox News said this, a big event, false flag to be blamed on Trump when he tries to call out the military. And there's Jesse Waters saying the CIA told him this, that elements of the CIA are in a civil war and about to set us up. That is exactly my analysis. It's what I've been saying. We know from the Democrat Podesta plan and all of it, they mean this. So all of that preparation is the seditious conspiracy, cut and dry. And then the icing on the cake is, you know, these statements out there to undermine the president and sow seeds of doubt in the military ahead of a big event or big events that are coming. So this is really red lights flashing, a serious situation, but it's very heartening to see former CIA section chiefs and others on the news, on big podcasts, saying the exact same thing I've been saying, what you've been saying. That means that people are getting it. And that folks understand what's really happening, and that Trump now is getting into the guts of what's going on in the intelligence agencies.
Alex, I want to thank you so much. By the way, the Federalist lead story right now is the Pilgrims as ethno-nationalist. I want everybody to go read that. Alex, where do people go to get, because the reason they're trying to shut you down is exactly the last 45 minutes. You are the single best messenger strategist for thinking it through and explaining to the American people with passion that sticks to them. Where do people go to get your show, sir?
Thank you. We've got a couple big channels on Rumble, the Alex Jones Network, you know, the Alex Jones channel. I'm on X at Real Alex Jones. They have a receiver appointed. We fought, but we've exhausted everything. So they're going to shut us down very soon. They say they're going to have an auction, but they're not. I don't think it'll be a real one. They're going to probably, the Onion, Bloomberg people say that they're going to get it. They've been bragging on national TV about it. Remember a year ago they did the fake auction, got caught and got stopped. But we fought hard, so we'll have the Alex Jones Network. But for now, you can still find me at Infowars.com/show. Steve Bannon, God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks for the time.